the best RN news, I'm Rich Thomason. Surveillance videos among the evidence the NYPD is studying as police search for the gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson outside a Midtown Manhattan hotel yesterday morning. Police say it was a targeted attack. Investigators in Butte County, California say it appears a gunman targeted a small private school in Palermo because of its ties to the Seventh-day Adventist Church. The attack left two kindergartners, ages 5 and 6, in extremely critical condition, while police say the gunman apparently took his own life. Also at SRNNews.com, it seems Chinese hackers are quite adept at what they do. They've wormed their way into at least 8 U.S. telecom firms, as well as into the private systems of dozens of countries.
A top White House official says the U.S. believes the hackers were able to gain access to communications of senior government officials and prominent political figures. But Deputy National Security Advisor Ann Neuberger said they don't believe any classified communications have been compromised. White House officials cautioned that a number of telecommunications firms and countries impacted could still grow. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Bitcoin hits a record high, more than $100,000 per coin.
The milestone comes just hours after President-elect Donald Trump signaled a lighter regulatory approach to the crypto industry. Bitcoin has soared to unprecedented heights since Mr. Trump won the election on November 5th. The cryptocurrency has climbed dramatically from $69,374 on election day, then rose to a high of more than $103,000.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy, charged by President-elect Trump with cutting government waste and improving efficiency, will visit Capitol Hill today for meetings with lawmakers. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, "Time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The LGBT agenda is again causing problems for religious soccer players. Rainbow-colored captains' armbands were issued to the 20 clubs in England's Premier League this month, but Sam Morsi of Ipswich says he won't be wearing one. Morsi is a practicing Muslim, says he made the decision due to his religious beliefs. Meanwhile, Crystal Palace captain Mark Guey opted to wear the rainbow armband but added the phrase, "I love Jesus." This is SRN News. Airlines find themselves on the congressional hot seat over so-called junk fees.
Airline executives like United's Andrew Nocella bristle at the term junk fees.
Our customers who prioritize affordability have the option to choose a lower fare product and in doing so opt out of paying for additional services they do not need nor want.
But New Hampshire Democrat Maggie Hassan wants to see more transparency.
We're all captives on your airplanes at a certain point.
Missouri Republican Josh Hawley pointed out Frontier and Spirit Airlines paid bonuses to workers who spotted customers with bigger than allowed carry-on bags. The fees don't seem to be hurting business. Americans are flying more than ever. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Ahead of this morning's opening bell, stock futures modestly lower. The Dow futures are down 14 points. NASDAQ futures off 6. S&P futures down a fraction. More details at SRNNews.com.